Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. So the first story that I've got for you today comes from my old venerable Yahoo News. Actually, I guess this is from National Review through Yahoo News, but Durham issues new subpoenas in probe of FBI Russia investigation. And I know that sounds, you know, like crap, but he's targeting the Clinton campaign law firm. Now, why would he do that? And by the way, I would also like to offer my condolences to John Durham and his family regarding his future suicide. So a reporter named Glenn Greenwald has shown that one of Hillary Clinton's lawyers has been involved in, what's a good way to put this? Because I can't curse over the air, but he's been doing some screwery. And they've discovered that he's faked yet another one of these, you know, links that they made between Donald Trump and the Russians. You know, they find that all of these things are phony, right? I mean, talk about a house of cards. One thing after another, they investigate it and then they have to either retract it or they just wipe it completely and pretend that it never existed. Well, now Hillary Clinton's lawyer has been found to have lied and to have said that he was not working for the Clinton campaign. And then he bills the Clinton campaign for the time that he was working when he told Congress that he was not working for them. But we have now found that he was working for them. So, you know, he pretended to be a good citizen and he says, oh, yeah, you know, I found this connection between this bank and this Russian bank and the Trump campaign. And I was just being a good citizen just to make sure I wasn't in there to look for that connection. I just happened to find this connection. What was the connection? It was a secret server from a place I think called Alpha Bank. And that was communicating with with Trump's organization. So he says he didn't mean to find the secret server. Well, the FBI goes looking, can't find a secret server. And you know what's funny is that news story after news story still, even today, is reporting this secret connection. But it's been shown that the FBI has found no secret server and that this guy who says that he wasn't working for the Clinton campaign actually was working for the Clinton campaign. It's been shown now in numerous documents. You know, if you recall the Pied Piper strategy from Hillary Clinton's emails, their plan was to get Trump to run so they would have a layup, so they could have somebody to run against that would be easy to beat. And then when things started to go south, they said in their emails, in Hillary Clinton's emails, you can find this strategy. They're being accused of making deals with Russia. So what they did was they accused Trump of making deals with Russia. Remember when they were doing that campaign, it goes, you're a puppet for Putin, a Putin puppet. It's like, no puppet here. So now we have further proof that this is all a bunch of BS. And what does the mainstream media do? Instead of saying, you know what, we were wrong, we made this huge mistake, there was no conspiracy, they're getting mad at people who are revealing this. So Glenn Greenwald is a very credible journalist. For many years, he has broken huge stories. And now the left is berating him as a bad guy because simply for reporting on this. By the way, he broke the story in, I think, 2018 or something. And now that Yahoo News is reporting this, everybody is taking it as a credible source. But then Yahoo News, let me see if I can find this story. Yahoo News has put a twist on it to make it sound like this is also part of a Russian conspiracy. That the unveiling of this story is also somehow part of a Russian conspiracy. They never stop. Remember they accused Tulsi Gabbard of being a Russian conspiracy, and oh, who is that nice lady who ran for the Green Party? They accused her of being in bed with Russia. I mean, these people are nuts. And the reason they accused Jill Stein, of being a Russian collaborator, RT, which is a Russian TV network, like BBC is for Britain, well, RT hosted a get-together with multiple journalists, and they all go to this thing, and politicians, and so Jill Stein gets photographed with, I think, with Putin or some Russian people, and they keep showing this photograph around as if it in itself is proof. And there were many journalists that day, including ones who pushed this conspiracy. So it's so funny to me that people buy this. It's not like you've got to do a ton of research to find this stuff out. You have to do a little research, but you know, it's not a ton of research. I keep on saying that I can't blame people who have lives to live. And so they go to mainstream news sources to get their news. And you can understand why people trust this, because even when you're a little kid, they say, no, you don't use the internet. You've got to go to the, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS. They're the people who are valid news sources, CNN. These are the places that peddle real news, you know, real news, not like the Inquirer and stuff, but these sources. And until one of these guys say it, it's not real. You know, it's not valid and credible until one of them say it, which is a shame, because this is one of the reasons why it's so hard for us to get truth out in this country. You know, Facebook and YouTube, they will censor actual stories until one of the mainstream organizations pick it up. So you can understand why people get such a bad sense of what reality is. It's because they're going to these mainstream networks, which have been co-opted. Now, these are basically state TV. I mean, maybe that's a little hyperbolic, but it's not far off, guys. I mean, they have people that they admit work for the CIA and intelligence organizations sitting there telling you what's going on. They censor actual news. You know, there was a time on YouTube where you could go and you could Google some incident and you would get 1,000 videos of people who live in that area with cell phones recording what's happening. And you got a sense of being on the ground in the situation. Now that doesn't exist anymore. Now you type in any topic of political relevance, you get ABC, NBC, CNN, you get Fox News also. But even they're, you know, still kind of establishment, right? Even Tucker Carlson, as much as I like a lot of what he does, you know, you wouldn't say that he's an independent journalist. He works for Fox News. And because of this wall that these tech companies have put up, this wall that kind of separates news from people, it's very hard to get a sense of what reality is. And because they even have made it so divided where people look to one source for truth and other people look to another source for truth, and there seems to be nowhere in the middle where people meet anymore. And because of that, the polarization has made it where the sharing of information has gotten so low that you have people on one side that believe one thing, people on the other side who believe another thing, and never the two shall meet. Now, maybe I shouldn't say never, because there are some people, and there are more people every day who are kind of discovering this stuff. So Rihanna was filmed, a celebrity, and all the celebrities, I say all, but when I say all, I mean almost all of them, right? Almost all of them are crazy in leftistness, right? Because, you know, when you congregate on platforms like Twitter that actively ban conservatives, and the blue check mark, which used to mean that you were a real person, that Twitter has made you jump through certain hoops to kind of verify you, more and more often, the blue check mark just means that you spout the establishment line. Again, not 100%, but a pretty good percentage, certainly more than the way that it used to be. But when you have celebrities like Rihanna and Nicki Minaj come out and basically say things like, you know, there's a thought police. There's a wave of thought police here in this country, and you can't speak truth anymore. They will come for you. They'll cancel you. They'll make it hard for you to make a living. In some cases, like, who's that guy, this military guy? He comes out earlier this week, and he says that he thinks that the military is doing a bad job, basically. He says that there's no accountability. Can you believe they put this dude under arrest? Now, I shouldn't say that because they're not calling it arrest. They're not saying it's an arrest. It's a pretrial detention. So they're detaining him pretrial. The dude is going to be rotting in jail forever because they still have not set a trial date. They have not set a location for the trial. And yet they say that his rights will be honored, right? That they're going to give him his full rights. He's already being denied his full rights because one of the rights that you've got in the Constitution is the right to a speedy trial. The Constitution is supposed to be the law of the land. There's no overriding it. It's the supreme guiding document of the country that everyone from the highest office of the presidency, the people in Congress to the lowest, you know, least money making, most downtrodden citizen is governed by. And yet these people ignore it at will. Look at these. I mean, look at what they're doing now with the COVID vaccines. They're mandating it for everybody except for people who work in Congress, Joe Biden's personal staff, even, you know, local governor. Is it Whitmore has put on all of these COVID restrictions now and I think is mandating the virus, but her staff is exempt. It's crazy what they're doing. But my point is they have these big reveals that that this man working for Hillary Clinton lied about it, makes a false connection between Trump and Russia that the press still reports. And who do they get mad at? Russell Brand. Russell Brand is this mega leftist. Now they're saying that he's a grifter. He's gone to the conservatives. I saw a meme not that long ago that has the Republicans on one side and the Democrats on one side, or the rightists and the leftists. And there's this guy in the middle, and he's like, hey, we shouldn't fight. We should listen to both opinions, both sides. And the leftist pushes him over the line to the right side. The guy who was saying we should listen to both opinions gets pushed to the right, falls on the floor. And then the person who pushed him says, why are you siding with those monsters? Now, I'm paraphrasing the comic, but I mean, and that is perfectly encapsulating what the left does. There are people who I have almost complete disagreement with ideologically. I don't agree with them on hardly anything when it comes to economics, the way that the country should be run, the rights that people should have, you know, states' rights, things like that. And yet, they are derided by the establishment and the establishment cronies, right? The liberals of the establishment as being conservatives. It's crazy, but it's great. It's great also because the more people that the leftists push over to the right, they're going to feel like they have no choice at all. I have watched people on YouTube who are hard leftists. And over time, they're seeing that the establishment left is going more and more bananas. I mean, guys, you know, arresting people for a peaceful protest, straight lying over and over again about every outcome from anything to any topic from January 6th to COVID and everything in between. they are BSing. They are lying to people. And so you have to understand that everybody has their own moral compass, right? And there's a point where your personal principles will overcome the cognitive dissonance that we have of wanting to be correct. And you're going to say someday you're going to get pushed so much that you're going to say, you know what? I don't belong to the Democrats anymore. I don't know where I belong. Probably not to the Republicans because, again, you know, it's hard to say, man, the Republicans are right if you've been a Democrat for a long time. But they're not going to vote for the Democrats blindly in this upcoming midterm. Now, my fear is that the Republicans are going to understand the situation and go, wow, they're pushing these people over to the right. And it's not so much pushing them to the right, it's that the leftist line is going more and more and more left. I mean, you have to admit that conservatives are not what they used to be, right? They used to be hard right, ultra-religious conservatives, God and country. I mean, for goodness sake, they thought Oliver North was a hero, right? If the right says war is good, they would have gone, yes, war is fantastic, let's go to war. And these other countries are bad, 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 right? They used to eat up all the propaganda. But now things have changed. Now they're okay with gay marriage. Now they're against mindless war, which is good. Progress is good. You know, you should have more freedom and let people do what they want to do. And if you don't like it, then don't do it. If you don't want to wear a mask, if you don't want to take the vaccine, well, it's a free country, or it should be. But now it's flipped in the other direction. Now the leftists eat up every establishment lie. It's nuts. They're the ones who think that we should have done more in Syria. They're the ones who are against pulling out of Afghanistan. And I know that the neocons still exist. You have jerk faces like, what's that guy's name? I can't stand him. He's a Fox News guy, and he's so dumb, and he loves war. In fact, he has guests on sometimes, and the guests are like, I don't know if that's a good idea, buddy. And he'll pretend like, you know, war is the greatest thing. The main thing I disagreed with Donald Trump on was he didn't do enough war. Oh, can't stand that guy. I'll remember his name. Oh, Gavin Newsom was that's not the president I was thinking of. I was looking through the stories and I saw Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is a governor. This is reported from the Daily Mail. My 12-year-old has to get vaccinated, but a teacher doesn't. Furious, Governor Newsom mandates shots for all California students, but 7th to 12th grade, but exempts staff. Well, you know, that's what you get. They want to recall the guy and then he wins and then there's no recall. I mean, come on, guys. But let me say this in the defense of the liberals down there. I think they did vote to recall Newsom. And I think, this is my opinion, I think we had some more shenanigans going on down there. I think it was a BS election again. And they got to fix that before the midterms, and they got to fix it certainly before the next presidential election. But yeah, Gavin Newsom says that as soon as the vaccine is approved for the kids, that they got to get it. But the teachers don't have to get it. And so they're saying that if kids need a better union. Yeah, it's true. It's true. I know I'm jumping around topics here. You know, I'm looking at Russell Brand's stuff here. He's got some great stuff. We have, here's a story about Julian Assange. Yeah, you know, Julian Assange, he's getting his ass kicked down there. They're torturing him. You know, I guess they can't call it torture because they're not cutting off his fingernails or whatever. But, I mean, mentally, they are destroying that guy. And it's a shame that in this country, which is supposed to be freedom, liberty, speak your mind, that a whistleblower is the person in jail and not the people who committed the crime that he unveiled or the crimes that he unveils. It's and the ones that do this, they're still elected. They're still in power. You know, it's such a it's a tragedy, you know. Speaking of tragedies, I saw Stephen Colbert has got this massive propaganda campaign that he's doing for COVID. Oh, what is he calling it? COVAX, like a COVAX event or something. Anyway, oh my God, it's sickening. Do you remember those old duck and cover commercials from the you know, that they put in school, or you know, from you know, decades ago? This outdoes all of them. I mean, this is parody, and it's funnier than anything that Colbert has in his monologue. So Stephen Colbert has got this segment, and basically he's trying to convince everybody to get the COVID shot. Now, the government must be reimbursing NBC or something, because I can't believe anybody would do this of their own volition. It's really sick. And so he's got cartoon vax needles coming out and singing, I don't know if parodies is the right word, because they're not funny, but basically they're taking famous songs and changing the words, basically telling you to don't be a jerk, go and get the vaccine. And then he had a segment where he's got people dressed as you know, vaccine needles coming out and jumping around and stuff like that. They're even faker than the needle that Joe Biden got his booster shot with. I don't know if you guys saw that. Speaking of propaganda, so they televised Joe Biden getting his booster shot, his COVID booster shot, and to really incentivize you to watch it, he actually answered a couple of questions from the press. This is just amazing, right? They're like, well, this is the only time we're going to get him to actually sit down where he can't run away. And so they give him this shot, and this dude rolls up his, you know, he gets his sleeve rolled up. He's got the hairiest arm I've seen this side of King Kong. And the, oh God, I just remember that story they told about the kids brushing the hair on his legs, watching him stand up on end. You know, why don't you go look that video up and get yourself nice and sick. But anyway, Joe Rogan saw this, and he's spitballing the idea that this booster shot was fake, and it was all theater, and was show for show. And now he's getting in trouble again and being accused, new accusations of being a conservative, being a far alt-right, because he thinks that this was a dog and pony show. And it was a dog and pony show. And I can't prove, but if you told me that Joe Biden's shot was phony, I could believe it. I could completely believe it. People are saying how strong Joe Biden was because he didn't even flinch when he got this shot. He just kept right on talking. I mean, maybe he's that strong. Maybe that area of his arm is dead. Maybe he's a cyborg or something, like Silvermane from the comics. But I think maybe the shot was not, you know, what it looked like either. So I'm with Joe on that one. Guys, thanks for listening to me. This is the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm the Ed Man. Have a good one, everybody. We'll do it all again next week. See ya.
Since COVID, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Nala's got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Digging, scratching and itching and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DinoVite.com.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dynavite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dynavite from Dinovite.com.
DinoVite.com.